you have to do is say like, hey, I'm going out of town for a week, or I'm a little slammed right now, I don't have the time to promote. Like, that to me goes way further than even promoting the episode.
Yeah.
Because it shows that you care enough to promote, but also it shows that like you care enough about our friendship, about our business relationship to touch base. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's like, it just makes me not really want to bring you back. Like, sure, I'll still work with you and I'm still will be friendly with you, but you probably won't get to come back because it's our time too. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Ooh, welcome to the show. I hope everybody's January is going amazing. But joining me today, because it's not always about me, we've all got our Delulus going on, so I had to bring the whole crew with me. I got in the canoe Adam Williams Astro.
No.
Adam, guess what?
What's up?
We have a very special guest today.
Do we?
Yeah. The thumbnail was the mystery of like, who's our guest going to be? Mm. Do you have any guesses without looking? Even though you can
look. I'm like looking right at the monitor and I'm cheating. Yeah. So my guess would obviously be Charizard.
Oh, Charizard. What?
Pika, Pika.
That would be lit. But actually, our guest today is from the hit YouTube channel called The Cosmo Network. Joining us today is Cosmo from The Cosmo Show.
Wow. So many lights.
How does it feel to sit on this side of the podcast?
It feels weird.
Does it really?
Yeah. I miss that corner over there.
Yeah, like, you like your little corner, your little desk.
Yeah. But this
really corner
cool.
Right here, this one.
Yeah. That one right over there. This is such an awesome, amazing honor.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm so glad we finally worked this out. Like, I don't think you all realize how difficult it is to get three people's schedules to align when you both have like complicated schedules.
Yeah.
And my schedule's also equally a little complicated.
But no way.
But I'm glad we can make this work.
I know.
Now we get to talk about your Delulu today.
Oh. My God.
It's finally about you.
Oh, my God.
He's
Sorry.
Excited.
Sorry.
3D.
Sorry.
Three-dimensional.
You know, I produce Alexi when I get up close to the camera on The Cosmo Show.
Yeah.
He loves that third wall, whatever, breaking dimension thing. I'm just like, eh.
Is it the third wall or the fourth wall?
Fourth wall, right?
Fourth wall, yeah. Fourth when you're looking directly into the camera.
Yeah, looking directly into the camera, but they're getting really, really close.
That might be five walls. Yeah, that's five or six walls. We're at least five or six walls.
And Delulus.
Yeah, Delulus.
In one house. I love this.
We are here. So now the time-old question has arisen. What is Cosmo's Delulu?
My Delulu, okay?
Your Delulu.
Is when you have a show on YouTube, right? I'm talking like, you know, a nice little talk show and you got people on, right?
Yeah, you know.
When you got guests
and
they don't promote.
Oh, we're going deep today.
Oh, yeah. Like, okay, I don't know if I'm the only one that does this, but I make a little trailer of what's to come next on The Cosmo Show.
Oh.
I make a nice little trailer, and I used to send it to my guests and be like, hey, what do you think? Get approval. But I stopped all that because it was just like picky. So I will have a thumbnail. I'll give them a thumbnail and I'll give them a trailer of their episode. Mm-hmm. I've had 43 episodes, I think. By now, it's January. 45 episodes.
Wow.
And I want to say at least 16 to 17 people have promoted.
Okay,
gone on their Instagram, gone on all the stuff like that, and just, you know, just put it out there.
Yeah.
And, but there's a lot of people that don't. And I'm like, you take your time to come on the show. You know, I know I'm not like Jimmy Kimmel or like that. Not yet. But
correct answer.
Manifest.
Oh my God. To host a Tonight Show just one night?
Dude, anything can happen.
Oh yeah. Make it happen. Manifest, like Jackie Hollywood said. Manifest again. I'm just like so like puzzled by it. I'm like, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
This is happening to you, right?
Yeah. I mean, I actually even made a TikTok about this for our channel, the Delulu Canoe, where I asked a bunch of like audience members, like, why do you think people take the time to come on a show, appear on the show, talk about like themselves, what personally like, you know, lights their spark or what makes them Delulu, like talk a little bit about the negative, but mainly about the positive. Cause I feel like we have a pretty safe environment here where it doesn't have to be negative. There are times where we talk about grind my gears and like what, you know, we kind of vent a little bit from time to time, but I like to think we have a really great community that's open to allowing our guests to have freedom of thought and to say things on the show that they would never maybe normally say because they wouldn't feel comfortable. And there's actually been a handful. I mean, we haven't done as many episodes as the Cosmo show has, but there's a handful that I constantly am chasing to try to get them to promote the episode that they're on. And especially when you're a small channel, it shows. Like, it's not going to be hard for people to figure out which guests don't promote because you can see in the viewership. But I never really got a good answer. Some people had suggested like maybe they talked about something they were uncomfortable about or like something that they feel like didn't come across quite the right way.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, it's like you already gave up your time. Right. You know, you already dedicated time to this.
And if there was something uncomfortable, then just reach out to me.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, hey, can we redo it or just not that one? And I'll be happy to like, tell me why.
Right.
And if it's that bad, then I'm like, all right, cool. Scratch it.
Now, if I may, as one of the people that is not super good about promoting their own episodes.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
Now, this is all I got. Right. This is all I got. It is 100% a technological ignorance and inefficiency on my part. If you recall there, I had to be like, I can't figure out how to put the link in my stories from my Instagram.
See, I don't want to say you get out of a get out of jail free card because you don't. I still nag you about your episode. But that's a little different because I feel like a lot of the guests that we have on know Instagram pretty well, or at least know how to promote to their fans.
Yeah.
I mean, like there's maybe like one or two guests that I wouldn't expect them to know Instagram very well because they have careers in other fields.
Right.
But even their episode brought in unique, like the five or six people that I wouldn't think would know how to do it. Their episode organically brought in a unique audience that I'd never seen before.
Yep.
So they're obviously promoting it somewhere, whether it be verbally or they're just texting it individually to their friends, which is a choice. Like that's not hard to figure out. You know where the share button is on YouTube.
Yep.
It's right there. You click share.
Yep. You guys heard it here. I'm off the hook. That's what I took from that.
That is not what I said.
I mean, it took me, I'm still learning Instagram, but the basics of just like reposting and stuff like that, it's easy, Adam.
Yeah, it's easy, Adam.
But no,
I have
just
nothing
like,
to say on this.
Listen, I understand if you're like maybe not right away.
Yeah.
Or like maybe you're too busy for a week or 2 weeks, even a month. I'm cool with that.
You have lives.
But when I go back and I look at that episode, I'm like, that episode should have more views.
Yep.
If not subscribers and not regular subscribers, just more views because I know that person has a huge following or their own YouTube channel or their own TikTok or their only Flapjacks or something like that. Or
wherever they're on.
Wherever they're on. I know they got a huge following. So why aren't there those people that follow them, those views on the page?
And I've actually even gone so far as to ask an individual because I did notice that they didn't promote and they never replied.
Really?
So yeah, and it is what it is. Like I understand that like maybe you don't feel, you decided that you didn't really like the episode or you worried about how it was going to come out, but I'd rather you communicate. Like all you have to do is say like, hey, I'm going out of town for a week, or I'm a little slammed right now, I don't have the time to promote. Like that to me goes way further than even promoting the episode.
Yeah.
Because it shows that you care enough to promote, but also, it shows that like you care enough about our friendship, about our business relationship to touch base.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's like, it just makes me not really want to bring you back. Like, sure, I'll still work with you and I'm still will be friendly with you, but you probably won't get to come back because it's our time too.
Exactly. It kind of shows as a, like if this is like an actual network, like a broadcast, like system, one that's like the views, the ratings are down on that episode. Don't bring them back. Done.
Yep.
You know, it's like, it kind of sucks, but it's like, I thought the person I brought on is amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this would be great. I want the world to see my friends that I bring on the show, like show off their talent, their skills, all that good stuff. And then it's kind of like, It's kind of like you're vouching for somebody to get hired.
Yeah, yep.
And the bad performance. You're like, oh, this is going to be great. Awesome episode. Can't wait. This person's great. Great worth it, I think.
We love them.
And then they get hired and they're just like.
They flop. Yeah. Have you actually had that happen where you vouched for somebody and they totally messed it up? Yep. Same. Yep. And you never forget. You never forget when they mess up and they make you look bad.
Yep.
And then you have to go to that person that you convinced to bring them on, whatever the case is, and you're like, yeah, normally they're not like this, I'm so sorry, and it makes you look bad.
Yeah.
Oh,
this happened to me once for work.
Crazy.
And I had to go apologize to my boss. I'm like, sorry, people suck sometimes. Oh well, I'll never do that again.
Yeah.
And that's, I haven't done it since, unless it's somebody I really really know that really, because like the guy, I don't talk to him anymore, but he's a good friend. It was a bar. I thought he was gonna kick butt. Did a kick butt. So I was like, okay, never again. But then like I got somebody hired at Skim and Villainy a long time ago.
And there that was cool. You go. You redeemed yourself.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's it.
So I am curious because you chime in a lot on the show with like your personal experience. Yeah. And I always love like your insight on things because I feel like it's so out of this world in a weird way that like I never like think about things from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. Give us a little bit about like your timeline of events to LA. Like, I know at one point you said that you were like a rock star, you were in a band, and now you're like running this like awesome channel on YouTube where you get to host and network with people all the time. You used to bar back, but now you're a KJ. Like, draw me the timeline of all the fun jobs that you've had in your life.
Well, a long time ago, it all started back in England when I was like, mother, I'm tired of baked beans and toast.
Oh, mommy.
Mother.
No, band got signed, went to LA 2004, 2005. It's good for a good year. Got dropped. Band went back home. And then I decided to stay. Mm-hmm. And in my 12-year relationship, we were up here together. We moved up here together and it was great for a while. Then I had its ups and downs. And from there, I went from getting into acting, central casting, signed up, did some background work, met up with my friend Vera Vanguard, which I'm still hanging out with today.
We love her.
She got me in a few like fan films and stuff like that, and, like little skits, web series. So that tickled my pickle a little bit. I was like, this is fun. It's fun. I'm like, this is cool. And most of it was like unscripted, but just like, here's what we're going for. Now go ad lib. I'm like, sweet.
Nice.
I think I'm good at that. And got into bartending. Mm-hmm. Because it was hard to get in. I was already bartending in San Diego, but up here it's really hard to find, to get into a bar gig.
In like Hollywood area?
In Hollywood area or in LA, because everyone's like seasoned in. It's like you got to wait for them to pass away to get in, you know?
Oh my gosh, really?
Unless somebody messes up or ODs or something like that, or you know, gets arrested.
I'd like to say that's extreme, but I don't think it is. Yeah.
No, it kind of sounds like it.
Yeah. Especially dive bars back then. Try to get a job at a dive bar. It's like a season pass holder for Green Bay Packers, for those of you that like sports ball. you got to wait your turn. And I did that. I got to know people. Got to meet a lot of amazing people. My brother from another mother, Elliot, I met him through a lightsaber group called LA Jedi.
Mm.
And that was the first time I was like, geeks rule the world. All right, cool. So I get to let my geek fly and lightsaber fight. And I did kendo. Like growing up, so like I had some kind of saber skills and they made me a trainer.
Cool.
I was like, sweet. I'm teaching people how to use a lightsaber like a katana, but switch the fundamentals of a blade, because mm-hmm. lightsabers is all, it's a whole different
science. How did I never know this about you? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, like, you're good.
Wow. How did I never know you did that?
And then after that, I got into, he introduced me to cosplay. And that's when I got into
Elliot did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I love costumes.
Yeah.
I used to make my costume every year for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I come to LA, like a couple years later, I find out I'm like, there's a thing called cosplay and there's these conventions you can dress up. I'm like, sold.
Yeah. So, yep. That is so cool.
After that, it was just being at the right place, bartending at the right place, because I always did events, meeting people. Like my life in LA, I look back at it and I'm like, it's the right place at the right time. It's so weird. People that I admired on television, people I've seen in movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, here I am.
Isn't that crazy?
He's right there. That person's like right there. Yeah. While other people are like, oh, over there. She's like, come over here. Sign this. And I was like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, it's an attitude of like, what else is next? Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to achieve anything. I'm just trying to go and experience things. Kind of like an alien coming down to Earth and he's like, what's it like to be a human? Not that I'm an alien or anything.
not that you're an alien or anything.
Although I don't know how you get LA confused with Jersey, because Jersey, never mind. I'm not saying anything about
Jersey.
We're
not going to get anything. We're not going to get
into that. It was like, hey, LA and Jersey don't look the same, people.
The world is so crazy right now.
I know. Yeah. It's my family looking for me. That's why they stopped at Jersey.
Oh, yeah. They thought you were there.
They think
yeah.
you're in Jersey.
Yeah. I was
They're
like
he's got to be here, middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Dang. But yeah, other than that, just years of experience meeting people.
Yeah.
Treating people nice, being kind, mm-hmm. but also not taking crap from nobody. Mm-hmm. Rooting out the evil of the friend groups. And yeah.
Do you feel like before you moved to LA, would you be envious of your current life and like your current, like what you've built for yourself? Because I would argue that you're like a self-made entrepreneur.
Wow.
I think that's the right word for it, right? Like a self-made business mogul. Like help me out here, Dictionary Adam.
Yeah, I mean, entrepreneur would be more like somebody who has a lot of liquidity and they can use those finances to fund a lot of other things. But I mean, it's not like you're in the right avenue of things for sure.
Yeah.
Liquidity? I think.
I don't know nothing about your finances, well, and I don't want to assume. Yeah. You know, if you are good, I don't want people to know that.
If you want to do this metaphorically speaking, I would say my friends and my knowledge and my time throughout this LA life has been equitable enough about meeting the people.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So therefore, my time spent with people and people I've met and built relationships on turn into something profitable. Because now I have a lot of friends that I love to. I used to say, I was like, I'm just a bartender. Everyone else is a god among insects.
I know you say that a lot, that you're just a blank. And I'm always like, but you're not.
And I'm
like,
going
you're
to these so parties. I'm going like to parties. I'm going to like red carpet events. I'm like a seat filler for like an Oscar or like the freaking.
Dude, that's rad.
Like, AMC, like AMA, all those different awards shows. And I'm like, here I am sitting next to Keith Urban. I'm talking to Keith Urban or Kyle Urban.
Nice.
And I was like, what is going on? But
yeah,
it's so surreal. But see, all of that just turned into what it is now. I think it was the right place at the right time. If I would have caught on YouTube and Vine back then.
Dude, I miss Vine.
I know.
I missed that train and it would have been such a fun one.
Right?
Like 20-second skits. Let's go. It's like nothing. Oh.
That's what TikTok saved my life during the pandemic.
Yeah.
That's what got me into this whole social media thing. So
TikTok did?
Yeah, more so than usual.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a trip.
What would you say is like your favorite thing that you've done? Like, would you say like you really enjoyed being in the band, or do you feel like now being like a social media content creator, like talk show host is like more of your favorite thing? Do you really love bartending the most? I know that's a no, but just throwing it out there, throwing it in the mix.
I used to love bartending. Mm-hmm. The older you get as a bartender, it's the younger they get.
Oh.
And you don't really, the times and topics you just don't match with.
Yeah.
And there's only so far you can go. I've been a bar manager. I've never owned my own bar, but I think just that's where like the dream and the child in you dies. This is when you when you become a boss of something that you used to love.
Yeah.
Because you're no longer. I love dealing with people. I love talking to people. All walks of parks. And working in LA and Hollywood, you meet everybody around the world. And I used to travel a lot when I was a kid, like England and like Italy and like Australia.
Wow.
For me, I'm like, yeah, who's new? Who did I get to meet today? Mm-hmm. That was a blessing. But
that's cool.
Yeah, it was just like get to know the walks of the parks and learn how to talk to people because everybody's different. If you can master that, the world is your oyster.
It's like your ticket. Yeah, I remember being a server and that was like one of my favorite things too, was just like being able to adapt to each table. Because like, you know that there's a table that wants to be more casual and then there's ones that like it's their date night. So you classed up a little bit by using like fancier lingo. Yeah. And it was always such like a fun little acting game for me to try to see if I could like fit in with my table. So I totally relate to like loving to talk to people.
Perfect example. Acting.
Yeah.
Like if I took myself seriously, I probably could do a lot of acting.
Yeah.
Probably. I would want to get typecast in something sci-fi. For the rest of my life.
Dude, you would rock in sci-fi.
You know?
Like, oh my gosh.
Put me on Star Trek.
Star Trek, Star Wars. Let's
go. Star Wars,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's funny because I have a lot of friends that work on Star Wars. I'm just like, I'm just not there yet.
Yeah.
But, if the opportunity arises, that'd be freaking amazing. I always said if like I casted for Gambit, I only do that.
That'd be so cool.
And that's it. Nothing else. Nothing else. Just put me, I'll work for those contracts. Done. No more acting. Seriously. I was like, well, this is not me, but the character that I cosplay that I love so much, I get to play him on the screen. It's like TikTok, but way better.
You're like, I'll never go up from here.
No. I just wouldn't want to go anywhere else. I was like, this is, that's what I loved about TikTok. It's kind of like an acting gig.
It is,
you're
yeah.
You're playing a role, a character that you cosplay, that you, you know. But
what
all
about
these,
like a fan film?
Oh, well, you know, I won't announce it here.
Oh.
But on Patreon. So yeah, that means you people at home have to go to the Patreon and subscribe to the Patreon to get this juicy, 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 juicy stuff.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Because 2025 is going to go crazy.
Oh, I'm so excited.
But everything that I've done, music-wise, acting, bartending, it all formulates to something. Because you got to pick one. No matter what, you can pick one and it opens doors to other things. But to take all of that, what you've learned and put it in one, there's really nothing else besides being a host, being a podcast. You know, it's just, it's perfect. I think I needed to go through all of that just to get to where I'm at. Now, you know, if somebody would tell me what I would tell myself, my younger self, like 20 years from now, 20 years ago, 20 years from now. Gosh.
You're gonna backwards. Yeah.
20 years ago,
be careful.
If I would have talked to my younger self, I was like, hey, you're gonna go through all this stuff, but wait, you're gonna go on YouTube and make a show. I probably would be like, you're an idiot.
Well, I feel like that was the culture back then. Like YouTube, like when I was growing up, wasn't like a job-ish. It just like all of a sudden became like, oh, you could actually make money off this. And even then, people still would like make fun of you for having a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So I don't blame past you if you told past you that they would be like, what? That's stupid. Like,
but I think right now is perfect. It's a perfect time, perfect decade, perfect era. And there's a lot of things on YouTube that I watch that I love. There's a lot of shows I love.
Same.
But to me, I'm a quality over quantity kind of person. And don't tell me that I can't do it because I'm going to try it. And I'm going to do it. And if it succeeds, it succeeds. But if it doesn't, it doesn't.
Die trying. Yeah. You know? Yeah, I'm the same.
Just don't tell me it's like, that's not good. That's not going to work. That's not going to happen. Nah, don't tell me that shit. That just makes me more angry at the fact that you said that, you know?
Yeah. I'm the same. Like, my mom once told me that I would never be a good singer. And then I just like buckled down and became like the best singer I could be. It's just, it's funny the power of other people trying to take you down, how you can like flip it and reverse it on them just with your own mindset.
I can't believe your mom said that to you.
And now you're releasing an album.
And right now, you know
like
what, I mean?
What the like, biggest like is you're releasing your own album and know? Everything you've released already is amazing.
The greatest thing was being invited to your birthday party a couple of years ago.
The greatest thing?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And that's meeting, a lot.
And meeting, but like no wait, but meeting somebody that was like a personality, like a YouTube or a social media personality person. I was like, I've seen or heard a lot of them and a lot of them are just
trash,
like Real Housewives of like something, you know, some reality show kind of thing. But no, you're genuine, absolutely amazing. And my friend Chrissy, that you know that you work with or works with you,
we know her a little bit. Yeah,
if Chrissy is good judge of character.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So if she, if you work, if she works with you and also with that, I know that you're a good person at heart. And ever since then, I'm just like learning the ropes from you, from the social media stuff point of view. I'm like, this is how she handles it. She has these channels. She's just actually kicking butt. And now she has a podcast. And here I am on the podcast, which is so weird.
Isn't that wild how that, like, I try to go back and like think about how this all like came to be. And then I'm just like, you know what? I just want to be like grateful that we got here. Like, it's so cool that we were basically almost at our year anniversary. Like, well, we'll do a post for the actual day of Delulu, like the first episode that went out. But it's wild what we've done in a year.
Yeah.
We've been busy.
Yeah. High five.
It's crazy. Yeah. we'll get a wide lens at some point so you all could actually see us high five. But
has it really almost been a year already?
I want to say our first episode, we planned to launch in January, but I don't think it started till February or March.
Because it does seem like it happened really fast. You were like, I want to do a podcast. And then like 2 weeks later, you were like, I'm having my first guest.
Yeah.
Like it happened very fast.
Well, how many episodes of Delulu are there?
Oh, I have no idea. I can check. Well, let me pull up on Spotify. While I do that, actually, do you want to talk about your show for a little bit?
Sure.
Pump your show.
Yeah.
Pump my show up.
Do your thing. Let me look this up while you.
The Cosmos Show.
What's it all about?
My show. Well, my channel is the Cosmo Network. It's three shows. But next year, this year, actually, it's going to be a couple more shows. I can't wait.
Oh.
But my show, I interview people in the world of creativity and cosplay. I sit down, talk about the pros and cons and how you get into certain things and how you can make money off of them and like how you can be successful or the industry. Like, how do you get into the industry making props and like, you know, or acting or character work, stuff like that. You know, it all ties into creativity and cosplay in a weird way and just being a happy nerd and doing things.
I love a show about nerds.
Yeah, nerds are the best.
How many episodes did you say the Cosmo Show is at?
45 by now.
Dude. What? We just dropped our 44th by the time.
No way.
Like, yeah, literally. We're at 44 with Tolulu.
So this is the 45th episode?
No, this technically won't be the 45th. But like, we're like neck and neck. I love that.
And like, you reached 1,000. Like, was it like in October?
Yeah. Or November. Or
no, November.
Yeah.
And I reached it like on Thanksgiving weekend.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Like, just rocking it.
This is, like, what I'm saying is there's a saying where it's like, when the tide rises, all boats rise with it.
Yep.
Congrats, you guys.
Both I know, right? We have a high five again outside of the lens.
It's so amazing. I was shocked. I was on my way to Fan Expo. And I'm like, and I get, like, this text from my producers, like, dude, we hit 1,000. I'm like, what?
Isn't that nuts?
Wow.
And like, honestly, once you hit that first 1,000, and there's also a thing on YouTube where it's like when you get your first 100 videos out, YouTube will start cranking you out more.
Okay.
I think it was, is it 100 or? I'll have to do research on that. Mm-hmm. But like once you hit like a certain milestone, they start promoting you more because you've like, you've pushed past through like the like pushing the boulder up the hill. Like
certain milestones.
Apparently gets easier. Yeah.
We've been getting a few of them. We just got 70,000 milestone views or something like that.
Yeah. There you go.
Like, wow. But it's also not just me. It's not just the Cosmos Show. It's not just my producer, Nate. It's also Jackie's Kitchy Kitchen.
Woo.
And we all know, we love Jacqueline Garner. And she's amazing. She's funny as heck.
Mm-hmm.
We have like the same type of energy, but she's way funnier.
Jackie's funny.
Yeah,
she's funny.
And then Fan Film Reactions, and then there's two more things coming. So.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's so awesome what you can do in a year if you like buckle down and put your mind to it. And
well, your year, you're about to be 2 years old, right?
A year. Tolulu?
Yeah.
Yeah, a year. Because we, yeah.
So Tolulu's a year. Mm-hmm. The Cosmos Show is going to go on its 2 year in March.
Dang.
So we're going to go on our 2 year.
But still, it takes a long time, like, especially when you don't have like a presence on that platform.
Yeah.
It's so, especially YouTube. In my personal opinion, I feel like YouTube is the most difficult platform to get started on because all odds are against you. It's utilizing search engine optimization.
Yeah.
So basically, like anytime somebody goes to like look up like how to install a door frame, you know, but like the people that their video has been up there for 5 years is going to be like the first one that comes up or that has the most engagement. And it's so hard to get your videos to be the top one unless like obviously if you're somebody famous or well known or you already have like a following somewhere. When you're starting from scratch like you did, it takes a long time to see any bump of success. So the fact that you've hit 1,000 and you're like still going strong is incredible.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's a trip.
Yeah.
It's a big trip. Such a trip. I didn't even think this was. I got approached for the idea and I was like, yeah, sure. Let's see where it goes. And then.
Oh, so someone came to you for the idea.
Yeah, my producer.
Oh.
And I've been approached about having a YouTube channel or show. I was doing something stupid or venting or arguing or something like that or like what grinds my gears kind of thing.
Yeah.
Know? But as the world got crazier and sensitive and like there's some things I can't say, can't be.
Yeah, I get that.
Gotta be PG all the time, which is fine. I have adapted to it. But
So as part of the strategy to help remain relevant then to be talking about like more contemporary things, like should we be having a podcast about UFOs in Jersey right now?
No, I'm just saying like that's different. Everything is really hard. Keeping up with current events is super hard.
Current events, like that was the whole, actually jumping back to Tolulu for a second, that was the whole reason Tolulu Canoe was made was because I had no one to talk to about current events.
Yeah.
But the problem is that like when you produce a show like this with what, one, two, three cameras, and then you've got audio to layer with it, it's, and like the cute little critters going across the bottom of the screen, that takes time.
It takes a lot of time.
So we typically shoot the episodes like 2 to 3 weeks in advance, and we couldn't do current events. So that's why we did our separate playlist, which is Delulu Canoes, which we live stream every Tuesday with JP.
JP rocks.
Yeah. John Paul Batista. Woo. He's my personal trainer, but also like a really talented actor out here in LA. And he's really in the know on current events. So we would talk about it when we work out. And I was like, oh, you should help me do this. So I do agree that current events really can help promote your channel. But I also think like what you're doing is having like popular actors, nerds, builders. Like I know you had somebody who was like a tattoo artist. It's having people that already have a following on your channel is what really pushes and promotes it. Because if they already have an audience, their audience will watch anything they're in, essentially.
It's a curiosity thing because I loved How Things Are Made. I love that show. It's like, how are things made? You're gonna make a show about that?
Yeah.
I'm gonna sit back and watch, eat popcorn, and then some. It's like absolutely amazing. And then like Dirty Jobs.
Yeah.
That was another great show.
Oh, Dirty Jobs.
I know, but
I could never be on it.
But I watch these other shows or like the Acting Guild. Where the guy would have the actor like on, he's like this old guy with glasses.
The Actor's Studio.
Actor's Studio, there I thought that was great, but I'm like,
yeah.
I need a lot of things. I need more. I don't want like a bunch of places where I have to go here. I got to go there.
It's easier on one channel.
It's easier on one channel. And then like, it's curiosity. How do you get into voice acting? How do you get into stunts? How do you make a prop on a movie set? Or
yeah.
Yada, yada, yada.
Where does it start?
Where does it start?
And you've got all the answers.
Do you have to go to school for it? Or gosh, it's amazing of all the people I know in life, including you and Adam and Chrissy. And Chompy that do amazing things. And it's just like, I believe everybody has the skill to do the same thing everyone else does.
Oh,
it just depends on how you approach it and how you think.
I think you mean the ability, right?
Ability, yeah.
So yeah. Like they have the ability to learn that skill.
Everyone can play guitar. Everyone could be an actor. Everyone could be Adam.
let's not get crazy.
I mean, hey, I want to be you.
Oh, okay, now you can say it
for like 2 days.
Okay,
then I have to get back to me.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, I get that.
No, but you're like you know, anybody. I think everybody needs to realize that it's like not everyone's just he's lucky. Oh, he's spoiled. Oh, she's talented. She's got all this baggage. Like no, it's like everyone has that same drive, that same goal, and that same determination. You just gotta do it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. And I agree. I think that there's like, it's really great what you're doing, how you're talking about like, how is this made and how do we do this, and you talk about like getting into voice acting or acting or whatever. Yeah. And it is very feasible. There is like a roadmap of the way to do things, you know, and a lot of people just don't know.
And
you know, sometimes avenues like your stuff can be the first that somebody might see somebody building something for the first time on your show and be like, oh, that's how that's done. And it might spawn something incredible in that you know?
Oh my God. So this is the greatest thing. This last year I was in two cons and I had a booth. Thanks to BYO Sabres, my sponsors. Get 15% off. I'm like used to it, but you know, 15% off if you know, use the promo code Cosmo.
You can hawk your stuff. That's great.
Yeah.
But people have come up to me at these cons. And they're like, dude, I love that one episode. Because of that episode, I'm looking into like this. So like one person's like, I didn't know mermaid thing was like a thing.
Aww,
I'm like, really? Because that was an episode I was like, this could be fun. Nobody really knows about mermaids.
Yeah.
But you do it professionally. You can. Mm-hmm. You watch the episode. It's awesome.
It's like a whole community.
It's a huge community.
Yeah.
And there's like, there's skills, there's sets, there's like a diving school and like the panic courses. Like when you're like deep and you have to like get out of that silicone dress fin thingamajigger.
Yeah.
I've seen stuff about that where people spend like thousands of dollars on like really well made, like one of a kind handmade pieces. It's crazy. And they look amazing. Like the artwork is just amazing.
But I didn't know that existed. My friend told me about it. I was like, wait, what? You're a mermaid? Okay. Awesome. And I looked it up. I'm like,
tell me more.
So yeah, people have come up to me and like, just like that episode rocks. Aww. This one helps me. And it like brought a tear to my LACC. I was like, what is
Yeah, like you're causing, you know, and you're making an impact and causing people to feel that impact and that they matter and like their interest matters and that they should have hobbies. And that is such a cool thing that you've created. So you should take that with pride and know that like you're making a difference.
Exactly. It's crazy.
Same thing with all of you watching the Delulu Canoe. Oh, we appreciate you so much.
So much. I love the Delulu Canoe. I love it. Such a great concept. Great people.
Yeah. I really can't complain. You know, it's a great gig that I made for myself. I can't complain. I made the job just because I love to yap.
Seriously, if you can't find a job out there that suits you, make one yourself.
Yeah. Honestly, yes. 100% that. Speaking of Delulu Canoe, we would love for you to join this extended episode over on Patreon because Cosmo has some tea he's going to spill for us, apparently. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. So be sure to go join us on our Patreon. It's Delulu Canoe Pod on Patreon.com. It is as low as $5 or all the way up to 50 if you'd like. We also just would appreciate any free members that join because we kind of treat it like a bulletin board. So we let you know like, hey, what's going on? When's the next episode coming out? And it's super fun and really immersive. So come join us. But if you decide not to, which we'll be really sad about, where can everybody find your content here on YouTube, Cosmo?
You can find my content at the Cosmo Network on YouTube. That's COSMOE. Everyone always forgets the E. It's okay. And then Instagram, COSMOE, the Cosmo Network, or the Cosmo Show on Instagram. Actually, that's better. If you want to talk to me personally, the Cosmo Show on Instagram. My producer made like 1,000 different Instagrams for all the shows. I'm like, no, we just need one. Just one.
Having 1,000 Instagrams isn't bad. I do.
I mean, if I get hacked, then yes, I'm going to have a there couple you go. More. I haven't, you know, I need to get that blue check.
There you go. Yeah, I can help you with that.
Be official.
I can help you with that.
But yeah, those are the two places.
And also, don't forget to follow Adam on your IMDb, which you can't follow people yeah, there.
I mean, my Instagram, just Adam Williams Astro. That's me, my full name. Don't steal my identity, please. But definitely look me up on IMDb because every time you do, it raises my star meter and that helps. And I've had a lot of auditions this week and I would like to book some of them. So do that.
Same. All right, everybody. We hope you all stay Delulu and remember that it's the Salulu.
Love, peace, and chicken grease. Bye.